Welcome to Black History Month. The accomplishments, triumphs, and even the challenges of African Americans will be front and center throughout February. The city of Philadelphia was the epicenter of many achievements for the Black community, so there will be a variety of opportunities to appreciate their contributions. We can start with jazz musician Heroy Turf. He's a saxophonist, bandleader, composer, and arranger who's from Philly. He'll be playing selections from his new album, 10,000 Hours at the Solar Myth, the bar hangout live music spot on South Broad Street. It's on Saturday at 5 p.m., part of Painted Bride's Jazz on Market series. But get those tickets now, because there is limited space. We'll have the link on our website at whyy.org/things-to-do. Wilmington kicks off Black History Month with two-time National Book Award winner Jessmyn Ward. She's coming to the Wilmington Public Library tonight in support of her newest book, Let Us Descend. The event starts at 6 p.m. And at the Walnut Street Y on Saturday, starting at 11 a.m., the family-friendly Black History Month celebration includes a tribute to Delaware Trailblazers, along with music and dance. Both events are free. The 32nd African American Children's Book Fair takes place at the Pennsylvania Convention Center on Saturday. It showcases the work of Black authors who have written an array of books that children of all backgrounds can embrace. Authors will be on hand to share and autograph their books in an afternoon that includes games, prizes, and giveaways. The fair goes from 1 to 4 p.m.
What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore? And then run. Does it stink like rotten meat or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode?
That's Langston Hughes reading an excerpt from his famous poem, Harlem. Lorraine Hansberry used one of its lines to title her own opus, A Raisin in the Sun. It won her the New York Drama Critics Circle Award in 1959, the first African-American playwright to receive the award. Now you can see A Raisin in the Sun at the Bristol Riverside Theater through February 18th. There are more than raisins on the menu when Northern Liberties Restaurant Week kicks off on Friday. It's the latest prefix event serving up two-course lunches for $15 and $20 and three-course dinners from $20 to $40. As with the other weeks, you can either eat in or take out. Participating restaurants range from Mexican to Turkish cuisine. Just make those reservations now so you don't miss out. It goes through Sunday, February 11th. No reservations are necessary at La Tamalada. It's the second annual Tamale Fest at the Cantina La Martina on Sunday. Local Mexican vendors will sell tamales of all kinds and compete for the best one as determined by you and other festival patrons. There are prizes involved, so you'll have to do your best to try them all. It's only fair. La Tamalada goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's cash only, but if you forget, organizers promise there will be an ATM on site. Ready to chill? Well, at the Freeze Fest in Delco, you can either turn up or turn down. It's all up to you. The 10th annual festival offers everything from a silent DJ party to a giant beer pong tournament with prizes. You can drink from a chocolate fountain or relax in the outdoor ice lounge to the sound of live DJs. It happens at Ridley House on Saturday starting at 4 p.m., going all the way to Sunday morning at 2 a.m. We and they suggest coming and going via rideshare. Michael Jackson is indisputably a part of Black history, from his time as a child star in the Jackson 5 to his superstar solo career. At the Keswick Theater, his legacy is celebrated in Who's Bad? The ultimate Michael Jackson experience. The show encompasses Jackson's four-decade career, including his biggest hits. It's a good way to get your MJ fix on until his biopic comes out in 2025. The All Ages show is on Friday at 8 p.m. Well, It's time to moonwalk out of this week's Things to Do, but we'll be back next week with more ideas for a great weekend. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and if there's anything you missed or you want to find out more, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.